Potts, was it snowing when you proposed in the sleigh?
No, but there was snow all over. I mean, there was snow on the ground.
Oh, my God. I fantasize about that.
Luch done.
Belly, get me off screen. Jesus Christ. I'm sitting here. He's making fun of my eyes, apparently.
Can I give you some advice, too? Because I know you said you made special brownies.
I made brownies. Christmas tree brownies for
They're
Christmas.
Beyond special, it seems. Don't eat another one from the social media lounge. Be safe.
Yeah, no kidding.
It says don't eat anymore.
We got things to do today.
You have to make sure that you label everything in the fridge properly when you live with people or you have visitors. When I lived in Vegas, I was working at nightclubs, and I think I might have even told this story before. My mom was coming to stay with me, but I was at work. I was working late. And when I got home, she comes like kind of barreling down the stairs. Her hair's all crazy, like one of those trolls that, you know, with the colorful hair.
Oh my God.
That sticks up. And she's like, Matthew, hello. Hey, how are you? And I was like, are you all right? And she's like, I've been sleeping. And like, she was like, and I was like, oh, are you hungry? Like, did you eat? She's like, no, I'm good. I had a couple of the brownies. And I was like, the brownies in the fridge? And she's like, yeah, they were really good. I couldn't stop eating them. And yeah, literally, I had special brownies in the fridge. My mom got high AF. And from that point on, I had to put a skull and crossbones on anything that was special in the refrigerator. And it was, I mean, she just ate them and passed the hell out. I mean, she got so special.
I wonder if we could do something. I wonder if we could do something really, really special. This might be my treat out mind thinking. But this could be very fun.
Oh, no.
I would like to try to get Ms. Jessica Jones, Maddie Potts' sister, to randomly call in as soon as she can, 571-354-7338. She's not going to say hello. She's not going to be Ms. Jessica Jones. She's literally, I'm going to pick up the phone, and she's going to give us her best impression of her mom after eating the brownies at Potts' house. That's what I want.
I actually wouldn't mind hearing that, too.
I know. It would be a treat for you. It would be a treat for us. It would be a treat for everyone. We're not making fun of his mom. It's just anybody's mom.
A special treat.
Because anybody's mom, after eating some Christmas tree brownies, would be really funny to hear. Like in the movie Grandma's Boy, when they drink the tea.
They have that episode on That 70s Show, too, where the parents all ate the special brownies.
Yeah, Kitty. Oh, my God. Kitty and Red. And so I want Jessica.
Hopping down the bunny trail.
Luch, do you think Auntie Lynn and Uncle Joe have ever gotten? Well, I can guarantee Uncle Joe has at some point.
Nope.
But they're not.
They don't do that, and they don't know. And I don't go into that. But no, they're very straight laced. But I want Jessica Jones, 571-354-7338. Just call in and give us your best impression of Auntie Maria.
And it doesn't matter if you weren't there.
After a couple brownies, what's that?
And it doesn't matter if you weren't there.
Oh no, she knows. She knows her mom. Yeah. She knows
best
her mom.
Oh, she's definitely gotten high with my mom before. I know for a fact.
Jesus Christ.
Whatever. I mean, it's legal here, guys. It's rude. No one cares.
We live in California where no one cares.
It's legal in Vegas where my mom lives. So whatever.
There you go.
I mean, it's really not a big deal.
Well, let's do this. First, before we get to lies that we tell ourselves, I wanted to get into Women Crush Wednesdays. Can you just tell us what's going on with that? It's a really cool thing that you started in the One Wheel groups.
Yeah, so there is a One Wheel group on Facebook called Float Queens, and it's a group for ladies and girls who ride One Wheel and the friends, boyfriends, husbands who support them, the dads who got them into it, basically just to celebrate like girl power.
We need more ladies on the One Wheel, man.
We've got a lot more.
Last
year's Float Life Fest, there were only three ladies, including me.
But I mean, Bella, you've seen it. In the skateboarding community, the skateboarding community is not directed towards women. It's not forgiving to women. It's not welcoming to women.
How many dudes were at Float Fest? Just out of curiosity.
There was a total of like 80 people.
80 people and three chicks. 80 guys, three chicks, basically.
That was wild.
What do you do? You rent out a play of what is Float Fest for people that have no idea? Because most people have no idea.
Okay, so basically, just Potts right now, but that's okay. But that's true.
That's all right. Well, some of the listeners might not know either.
Good point.
It's like any old music festival, except instead of music, we're riding one wheels all weekend long. So you're camping out. I had a tent. A lot of other people had tents. Some people had RVs.
Dude, there's canoes for people to ride while they charge. There's free beer that's donated by some of the breweries in Asheville, North Carolina. It's one of the most beautiful places in the country. And then also, oh, by the way, they've got like pig pickings. They've got some of the best riders coming out and teaching instructional courses on how to do.
They've competitions.
Got competitions.
It's like a one-wheel convention.
Future Motion themselves will be there doing a Q&A.
Oh, they will?
Yeah, Future they will. Motion. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, are they actually involved, even though they don't drop a dime for it, right?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, a little behind the scenes, they were going to do a little bit more, and then... I think it's
they're
hard.
Giving
imagine
away a one-wheel.
They're giving
though
away a free one-wheel.
They're giving away a one-wheel there.
So, well, it's $1,500, $1,800.
Not for them, it's not.
It's good promo. But, you know, you got to think about the fact that, like, it's scary for a company to go out and just put themselves up for, you know, getting raked over the coals by people. You know, they put themselves in a position where you got some people who are passionate.
But they didn't need to get raked over the coals.
Well, that's their fault.
It's like they're putting themselves in a position after putting themselves in a position.
100% true. I mean, look, man, I put in a ticket because my board needs to get fixed. I put in a ticket over 3 weeks ago, haven't even gotten a response.
That's insane.
I was without one of my boards from like late May until sometime in probably end of July, maybe.
And like not to like toot our own horns, but like don't you think like dude, if you built something out of existence like that doesn't exist before and now you built something and then people love it so much that you've got a group of people doing a radio show, a TV show about it, dedicated to it. Wouldn't you probably know that host's name, and if a ticket comes in, not dilly-dally for 3 weeks, not getting back to this person? Like, we are the media for them. Like, what are you doing?
But not only that, like, on the flip, like, we treat at Marinate, we treat all of our guests like VIPs. Everyone, the fact that someone spent that much money on a board and it's taking 3 weeks to even get a response is absurd and appalling, and they don't deserve the business they have.
This guy, Potts, is the fastest Yelp responder in the universe. I've seen him respond to literally every single Yelp review ever put on Marinate's page.
And they don't have employees, dude. Like, Billy, he's only got him and his co-owner.
Yeah.
And in fact, my business partner has told me to hold off a couple days before responding because he's like, dude, it just seems like,
you're desperate.
Like, I don't want to seem like we're that accessible or that. And I'm like, dude, I get a notification on my phone the second people leave Yelp reviews while they're still sitting in the restaurant. And I get a review while they're sitting there and I'll be like, oh, hey, thanks for the review. And they like look shocked. And I'm like, dude, we're all over it. As much as I'm like, fuck Yelp. Like, we get invited to host elite Yelp events because our food is great. And we do like, it's called Elite Week and this and that. And like, it's a part of the business. People want to, as much as I'm against it, I'm like, I'm going to respond to someone that takes the time to review our food.
But is there something to be said about your business partner basically saying that you look like a desperate guy
that
waiting
I'm thirsty
with a girl
as fuck?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, as soon as the girl texts you, he's like, I love you too.
Right. But exactly. I mean, basically, he's calling me Looch Dog of Yelp. But
he's like
savage.
But you know, I mean, the thing is, what I've realized, a lot of times people don't, like, you'll leave a response and then people don't even respond. Like, the worst part about Yelp is people leave a 2-star review because they're douchebags and get their panties in a bunch. And I take the time to respond and explain, and then they never even read my response and never respond to it. And to me, that's annoying. And that's kind of like what Future Motion's doing. They're just not responding and they're not nurturing their own brand and their own community.
All right. So back to the Float Queens.
Yep.
What is this Women Crush? I mean, it's awesome. You guys have that group there. What is the Women Crush Wednesday?
So wait, I just to clarify, Float Queens isn't, they're not a bunch of gay guys who are
riding. I knew he was going to do that. I knew he was going to do that.
I did not name the group. I'm just in it and moderate it now.
You should see, just so you know who you're dealing with, this guy joins our fantasy football league, makes his team photo a huge black cock. And then I say, you know, dude, for somebody who hasn't paid his league dues yet, you're going to need to change that photo. And within 10 minutes, he Venmos me the money so that he can put the black cock back on.
But we have the worst, lamest. I'm not going to play. I'm just telling you right now, I'm not playing next year. It's the lamest league ever.
He only cares about talking shit. Responds.
Nobody
talks
shit.
His kids had so many Christmas trees.
Shit.
Yeah.
He can't even give the microphone back to me.
I respond to you, Potts.
Yeah.
Thanks, and I appreciate it. The chat
me?
Room is literally.
Yes. Is it me? It's him. I'm out.
It's me. The chat
you were
room
off
is just
track before
me.
You finished your sentence.
All right. So
Women Crush Wednesdays.
Women Crush Wednesdays in the Float Queens.
It's
group.
Wednesday. It's about me today.
Yes, it's today.
What is it? Talk to us. Tell me what it is.
So obviously we didn't come up with the hashtag WCW, but we did appropriate it for our group because we weren't having a ton of engagement. There's a lot of one wheel related Facebook groups. It's hard to keep up with them all.
There's so many.
We would have like dads post their daughters riding, which was awesome. But like a lot of the actual like women who were riding weren't really posting a lot in the group. And so I decided to try and increase engagement by featuring someone different every Wednesday. They answer a 10 question survey. They put up either a 30 second sizzle reel of themselves riding or 5 photos of them riding. And then they nominate the next person. So it's kind of out of my hands now. I just message people on Tuesday, hey, don't forget to post this tomorrow. But it's been a great way for us to start getting to know each other a little bit more.
Cool.
I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of friendships that have been made through the one wheel, weirdly. Again, with people I've never met.
Are you telling me sharing interests creates friends?
But we don't do that. You know, like when do you, like you go out and you go.
I only hang out with service industry people.
I know. I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's cool to have something else that like you can like bond over. You know, as you become older, you become, we get entrenched in our lives. Like you don't do poker night anymore.
We do. What?
Who does? You do poker night?
My dad has poker night. My dad.
I'm asking you, when is the last time you've attended a poker night?
Last month.
Oops.
Really?
Yeah.
When before that, though?
I've played
like how frequently are you doing
this
that? 6 times this year. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. But like, I know you. I'm just saying, like, I know you. I know you're like very like me, where we don't have like. I wish I did more things like I wish I played pool. You know, I wish I was like a pool shark. I wish I had like something to do. Like you have to do that for yourself. You can't just sit inside, swipe left or right, and watch a movie. I'm talking to myself. I'm calling myself out.
Yeah, but you do one wheel. You go out, you board, yeah. And I mean, that's the point. It's a hobby. It gets you outside. I mean, that, I think it's great for that.
Your pool sharking is the one wheel.
That is true. But yeah. I think it is healthy to say, like, you know, that's really good that you're highlighting these people, giving women a voice in the very male-dominated sport. But what about these lies that we tell each other? Because apparently Belly's got some that we've got a little bit of time for. I know one of them.
So my favorite one of all time, my favorite lie ever told.
Why did we even get into this before you do that? Where did this come from?
It's because every time I hear that song, Ironic, by Alanis Morissette. We deal with a lot of weddings. Luch deals with a lot of wedding groups. I deal with a lot of wedding groups. Let me tell you how often it rains during a wedding day.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
Exactamundo.
It's a free ride.
But here's the thing about that. Whole song. One. None of it's ironic.
Good advice.
None of that is ironic.
It just didn't take, but
who would have thought it fears?
None of the things that she says in that song are ironic at all. It's just tragic.
What do you mean?
A free ride and you've already paid isn't ironic.
Isn't it?
No, it's just tragic.
What's ironic about the song is that none of it's irony.
Yes.
There you go.
Exactly. That's why the song, yeah. S. Yes. But rain, when it rains on your wedding day, it's what?
I hear this all the time. You're going to be wealthy.
Yeah.
I hear
oh,
it
it's good
every
luck.
Wedding it rains. Oh, it's good luck. It means you're going to have luck. A lot of wealth.
Yeah.
That's what people say because they don't want to be depressed about it raining
they
on
don't.
Their wedding.
Exactly. That's one of the lies we tell ourselves. It's like having, saying you didn't eat. It's like, oh, because I didn't eat lunch, I can have an extra piece of cake after dinner. It's like a lie you tell yourself that because you can did something, it's one of those like.
I feel like Belly tells himself that lie quite often. You deserve it, Belly. Just have it. It's okay,
you know what?
Buddy.
You worked hard right, for that second piece of pie.
Let me take it this way. I read a book where a kid with autism, if he was on his way to school and saw a red car,
yep.
He knew it would be a bad day. But if he saw a brown car, he knew it would be a good day. And that affected the rest of his day.
Mm.
Is there something to be said to believe and to buy into these little things that we tell each other ourselves so that we can have a better mindset about our life and our perspective?
The thing about those things, though, it's all about the positive mindset,
mm-hmm.
The glass half full.
Right. So, like, are you against these lies that we tell each other or are we for them? Are you saying we're feeding each other bullshit? Like, what do you think, Amanda?
I think you were talking about this yesterday on Voice of One Wheel, basically law of attraction. You thought about falling and then
you
ate it.
Oh, boy. I bit it so hard.
So if you focus on positive things, like, I want to be careful with this because I don't think, like, oh, just think positive and everything will be okay. Like, no, shit's still going to happen. Like, you're not always going to be happy, but you can choose to focus on the right thing. I think, like, maybe a good way to think about this is, I have a lot of friends who are into like new age crystals. And I think that they are pretty. I collect them because they're sparkly. but I know what some of them do, quote unquote. But I don't like think that they're magical. It's like, all right, so I have a piece of black tourmaline that's supposed to like help get rid of negative energy. So I am now focusing on getting rid of my negative energy.
This is dream catchers. This is also an athlete with a superstition. It's also an athlete with a superstition. Yes. It's just something to get yourself in the right mindset.
There's a difference between thinking positive and lying to yourself to like get through the day. I mean, I actually think the opposite. I think you shouldn't be lying to yourself and just realize, be like, this means nothing. Like, you know, like this doesn't like. None of this matters, and I can be happy because I know that's not going to affect my day because it doesn't fucking matter.
That's the mindset I like to take.
Positive thinking is different, you know.
I think there's two different types of people where, like, and Amanda and I are on one side of this. I think you guys are on the other, where it's like you don't need something. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, Amanda, but you guys start sounding like you don't really need something to make you happy.
Yeah.
So I don't need to tell myself any lies to get there.
Yeah.
And I like to look at things that remind me of what's good. And for some reason, like even when something bad happens, like I find solace in like still seeing the good out of it. I think that builds character.
I mean, that I'm still a
miserable
person.
Fuck, but
you know. There he goes.
We jaded.
We gotta go.
Never.
My God, you guys, this went fast.
So
Amanda,
fast
thank you for joining us today and all week. She'll be back maybe to do the morning on Friday. We'll see. That's a maybe.
Yes, that's a possibility.
That is a possibility. So we're excited for that. I am going to go get some more water and a nap, maybe. Who knows?
Some food, buddy.
Let me get some food in my belly.
Today?
We got to go. Potts, get us out of here, man.
Yeah, that's all I got. Maybe I'll see you assholes on Friday. But if not, have a great week. And you can kindly go fuck yourself.
Matty Potts from the Santa Monica newsroom blessing us with his presence. He is so fast at hanging up, and it's the exact same way on the phone. It's literally like, okay, all right, sounds good. It's unreal. My mom, on the other hand, she will wait until tomorrow for me to hang up. She will not press that end button.
Yeah, my mom actually doesn't know how to end a call on the phone.
I don't think parents do. I think that's part of being a parent. Just wanting to stay on the phone every last second.
Yeah. So I always have to end the call.
Every time. Amanda, we gotta go. Say goodbye to the people.
Peace out, everyone. Maybe see you Friday. If not, it's been a blast.
We'll see you guys at Float Life Fest. Of course, it's all coming up. Ellie, we gotta go, man.
It's been a fantastic day. I think we've all said it. I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
This has been a lot of fun.
The fact that we had Potsy today,
I miss him. I love him. I need him in my life. I gotta say, this right here... I got this award, and Belly put it there and kind of surprised me. I just got to say, it was really nice.
Second year in a row, Wedding Wire DJ, basically the DJ of the world.
Award. Dude, that was top 5% of all vendors, including all not just DJs, like photographers, venues. That was top 5%.
Your boy's a winner.
DJ, this is
But I just want to say thank you to my man across the way for just randomly taking that, putting that there, and highlighting it. That was really cool.
Be proud, as always. He just got another great review the other day, too. So,
a lot of love going on at TPR Studios.
We're not blowing smoke, I swear.
There you go. All right, we'll see you guys.
That's the point
on
of the brownies.
All right, I mean, he's getting a brownie. Let's go. All right, we'll see you guys on Friday. This is Looch Dog in the Morning, TTR Studios.